Audio description of Nebuchadnezzar eating grass with Naura and tree on his back in Paradisum Non Compos Mentis by Sean Gladwell. This work, Nebuchadnezzar eating grass with Naura and a tree on his back in Paradisum Non Compos Mentis, is a hard ground aqua tint and hand coloured etching on paper created by Sean Gladwell in 2026. It is 32 centimetres tall and 42.5 centimetres wide. The print was created by Michael Kempson at Cicada Press. In the Bundanon Gallery, it is displayed in a pale blue frame with another print on the reverse side. The frame is mounted at eye level, perpendicular to the wall, so both prints can be seen. The glass has a pale blue tint. The work depicts the figure of a naked man crawling on all fours in front of a dark background, grey splattered with black, darker at the bottom of the image and lighter at the top. The central figure is a man with fair skin and stringy blonde hair. He is a reflection on the character of Nebuchadnezzar, the biblical king, exiled into the wilderness to live as a beast for 7 years to repent for his pride. His head is larger than life size, dominating the left-hand third of the work. This exaggerated proportion emphasizes his tangled beard, his dark eyes, the disconsolate tilt of his heavy brows, and the tears rolling down his broad cheeks. Dashes of greenish-yellow amongst his whiskers suggest he is struggling to chew a mouthful of grass. His narrow limbs are twisted under him. They seem too small to carry his immense head and the passengers on his back. On his shoulder perches Naura, the red-tailed black cockatoo. Its powerful beak is open in a silent squawk, and its black crest is raised into a ridge of sharp black marks. The bright red of its tail feathers, just left of the centre of the image, draw the eye along the slant of Nebuchadnezzar's back. Behind Naura's talons, the distraught king's back is covered in a ragged cloak of black soil and scraggly roots. These scratchy etchings recall the tangles of his hair. From this soil, a single miniature gum is growing. Its trunk is a warm shade of tan, and its leaves are crisp, light green. More birds perch on either side of the tree, two in the middle of the king's back, and two on his haunches. They are ghostly grey, smaller and less detailed than Naura. One has the curved beak of a parrot. Two more have the short, straight beaks of songbirds. The fourth bird has a magpie's longer head, but the details are lost in a splotch of black ink. This work, Nebuchadnezzar eating grass with Naura and tree on his back, in Paradisum non compos mentis, brings together a range of different visual and conceptual elements. The biblical king, punished for his arrogance, crawls through the gloom like a beast. Weeping, he feeds on straw. Non compos mentis, a Latin phrase meaning of unsound mind, fits this portrait of suffering. However, the phrase in paradisum means into paradise. It could well be a gesture towards eventual redemption and restoration. The cloak of black soil, with its thriving tree and flock of phantom birds, has a stark beauty. Alongside the deep black and bright red of Naura's feathers, they make a connection between the biblical myth and the Australian landscape that is not easy to interpret or untangle. This is the end of the audio description.